Meet the Mets. Step right up and be unimpressed. Welcome to Amazing Misery, Tales of a Miserable Mets Fan. I am your host, Glenn Price. And we're going to talk about the Mets. There are some positives. How about that Mark Vientos? Didn't make the club out of the spring. Gets called up. Gets the biggest hit of the season with a walk-off two-run homer to center field. Good for that dude. Let's go. Going into Chicago. 4-game set tonight. We're playing in Citi Field against Chicago. 4-game set. Hopefully it'll be entertaining to watch. And fans won't be changing the channel. J.D. Martinez came to the club Friday, April 26th, which may crush D.J. Stewart's hopes and dreams, unless they put him in against right-handers. Also, they can use him when they have injuries or they have people on bereavement leave like they had with Marte this past weekend. Martinez should give us a boost. Let's not hype him up. He can't walk on water. He'll contribute, but not carry the team. Other players still have to produce. 3-3 on the West Coast trip. 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. Then 1 out of 3 against the Giants. I'll take that. But then 1 out of 3 against the Cardinals at home. It's a little disheartening. But at least they got a win in the third game in dramatic fashion. But I hope this is not a trend. Good thing as a miserable Mets fan, my expectations are set really, really, really low. We're going to be on to be facing a good Cubs team for 4 games. Reed Garrett is a stud. What a beast. 5-0. Tied for first in the league with wins. That will obviously change as the season goes on and starters start to accumulate wins. But I seriously get agita at how slow the Mets start. Thank God for the relievers. 27 games into the season. Can we get timely hits from start to finish? April 28th against the Cards, tied 1-1 with a runner on second and third. At the time, I was like, oh, I'd pitch it for McNeil, put J.D. Martinez in that situation. I just felt like J.D. Martinez would get the ball into the air. Maybe score a sacrifice. Later, I found out Joey Wendell was not available to play second. So that might cause an issue as to who's going to take McNeil's spot at second base. But, I mean, even if Wendell was available, I'm not sure Mendoza would have made that move anyway. And it's a moot point now. Who knows what would have happened. Starter pitchers aren't going deep enough to be eligible for a win. And the offense, they don't offer much run support. Starter pitchers, you know, except for, of course, yesterday, Quintana was outstanding. Hitters were off balance all day. And he did not look like he was running out of steam. Also, even though Adam Ottavino is good and he's a pro, he's still coming into the game cold, even though he warmed up. I just wanted Quintana to finish the inning. I should probably back up if you didn't see the game. 2 outs. Quintana got 2 quick outs in the 7th. 8th? 7th, 8th? I don't know. Doesn't matter. And he was going up against Contreras. Mendoza comes rushing out to the mound. Every intention on pulling him and putting Oviedo in. Quintana was very convincing. And then Mendoza went back to the dugout and let him pitch. And I like that. I like that Mendoza did that. You know, instead of thinking right-lefty matchup, or that, my God, his pitch count, just realize how well Quintana was doing and leave him in the game. And he did. He got the strikeout. And all was well. Didn't happen the same way back in 2015 when Terry Collins went out to the mound. And Matt Harvey said, no, I'm good. I got this. Well, Matt Harvey, sad to say, but you didn't have it. I'm going to be Captain Obvious for a moment. The Mets need to stay healthy. They need to watch how they celebrate. Edwin Diaz, no riding horses in their off time like Cespedes did. No performance-enhancing drugs like Robinson Cano and anyone else that got wrapped up in doing that. And for the love of God, can we slide feet first, Lindor? These dudes are killing me. Lindor, you're going to start hitting better. I have faith in that. But not if you're on the 60-day IL because you slid face first into the catcher at home plate. Four upcoming games against the Cubs at Reno, Minaya, Buto, Hauser. Cubs are tough. Let's take 3 out of 4. Let's give the starters some run support. Let's go, Mets. Oh, the other thing, too, is the newer uniforms, yay or nay. If you're a traditionalist and you're not open-minded, I would say that you would say nay. I personally, I like the new uniforms. It's not like the pinstripes carry such a long tradition of winning baseball throughout the years. Haven't won a World Series in 86. Made the World Series in 2006 and 2015, but it's not like the pinstripes. Oh, I'm sorry. Made the World Series in 2000. They didn't make the World Series in 2006. But it's not like the pinstripes are some sort of good luck charm. So rock the City Connect or whatever the hell it's called. Big NYC on the uniform. Rock it. Not like Rocket, like Rocket Roger Clemens. But screw that dude. I'm still pissed at him for throwing the bat at Mike Piazza like 20 years ago. Listen, let's take 3 out of 4 from the Cubs and let's move on. Let's recap. Slide feet first. All right. Mendoza, great job listening to your pitcher and trusting your instinct. Screw the lefty-righty matchup. I was yelling at the TV when he came out to the mound. That's how much I wanted Quintana to pitch. And it takes guts for Mendoza, I think, to go back to the dugout and leave him in. Because usually when these managers go out to the mound, that's it. Their mind is made up. You're getting pulled. But I don't think there was any reason to pull him. And he did a great job. You know, it's a 50-50 chance. Right? I mean, he was pitching well enough. You know, if he gives up a base hit, then obviously I'm wrong. Or I was wrong, and so is Mendoza. turned out to be okay, to work in the Mets' favor. I'm glad Mark Vientos, he crushed that ball. Get a little two-run walk-off home run to center field, deepest part of the ballpark. Good for him. But then again, you know, I'll be facetious for a minute. Who knows, after he hits that two-run home run, he gets a concussion because everyone's pounding on his head, ripping off his shirt, doing all kinds of violent celebratory acts. Let's be delicate with these players. These players need to be on the field. It doesn't do anyone good if they step on a player, hit a player. I mean, we're only, 28 games into the season, whatever the hell I said. I'm going to smack him on the head, tear his jersey. He does no good if he's put on the IL because of excessive celebration. Looking forward to tonight's game. Tonight is Monday, April 29th. First game against the Cubs. Like I said, 4-game series. And, hopefully the Mets can start really putting together a string of wins. Because a lot of times, you know, management will say, oh, we're looking to win in 2025, we're looking to rebuild. No, well, that's not good enough. And by the fact that some aspects of this young season have been really, really positive, some negative, but some really positive. And like, as far as yesterday, when Vientos hit that two-run homer, now, as a Mets fan, I want more. So if I'm gonna watch these baseball games, I need these wins to keep it flowing. Anyway, listen, this is the Maze of Misery, Tales of a Miserable Mets Fan. I am Glenn Price. Check out my website, glennpricecomedy.com. I have some of my podcasts on there, some merchandise on there, I do stand-up comedy on the side. Check it out. Glenn Price signing off. Till next time. Thanks and have a good one.